I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Tucker, I have a surprise for you today. There's a reason why I haven't turned my camera on.
I have a guess.
What is it?
I think that fucking thing on your lip is gone.
Oh, you think I shaved the mustache?
Yeah.
No, Tucker.
Are you going to show me like a nice copy of Twilight Princess for GameCube that I'm about to receive?
No, I actually gave myself a black eye, kind of.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Well, you know, sometimes things just happen.
Did you drop your phone on your face in bed or something?
Can you imagine if that was what it was? No, it was far more embarrassing.
Well, spill it out for us.
Have you ever been on the toilet?
A handful of times I have found myself on the toilet.
Now, have you ever been doing number three on the toilet?
Not in many moons.
Well, I was having a little bit of that. It was the middle of the night. I went up and I was like, it was one of those shits where you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, holy fuck, I gotta shit. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it was like, it had to happen now.
There was a time where I was pretty familiar with that process.
I get up and I'm going to the bathroom on the toilet and I'm like, you know, I'm shitting away. I'm cleaning it with the bidet. But then it's like, oh, the shit's come back. I shit myself away. Clean with the bidet. The process continues. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, fuck, this is bad. It was one of those shits where it feels like you're throwing up out of your ass.
And it's almost like, were you hunched over? You're in the full body bend.
It felt like it was the same sort of, like my mental state was in the same place where you get too drunk and you're thrown up in the toilet. You're like, God damn it. If I could just get past this, everything in my life would be so much better. If I could just get past this one moment. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I've said those prayers.
And, yeah, no, I've spoken that hymn. Yeah. I've done that chant.
Let's take it easy.
And then all of a sudden, it was weird. I don't even know how really to explain it, but I just started getting really dizzy and really sweaty. Like I was like my full body sweating. I'm not even actively crapping at this point, but like all of a sudden my body's like, and I'm like dizzy and I'm like, am I fucking fainting? What's going on here? And I'm like, and like, I'm also like in pain. It's weird. And I'm like, I guess I need to get up. Ass is clean at this point, by the way. I get up and I like run forward to my bed. I'm like laying on my bed for a second. I'm like, no, this doesn't feel good. I guess I need to sit down. So I go back into the bathroom and I like sit down on the floor, but like, it's such like I'm in like dizzy, I'm in pain and I'm sweating. And I kind of just like plop down on the floor. But in doing so, I kind of like went to the side and I hit my eye right here, like my eyebrow bone kind of brow on the door.
Of the bathroom.
So I'm like, but then I'm like, I don't even really process it. So I'm just like,
were you on fucking drugs?
No, dude. I was.
You just need to take it easy, brother.
This has happened one other time to me ever, like 3-4 years ago or something like that. And it has never happened to me else since.
You got to lock in.
I remember the next morning I was like, oh, man, my eye hurts a little bit. Oh, I guess I hit my head a little bit. But then slowly as the days go by, it wasn't until I needed to film an ad for my newest video that I'm like, I sit down and I'm like, I film the whole ad and then I'm editing it. And then I look and I'm like, why the fuck does my eye look more sunken in than normal? And I'm looking at it and I'm like, do I have a fucking black eye? And I go to the mirror. I'm like, I got a fucking black eye. And then over the days, it used to be a lot more purple. Now it's like, I guess it kind of looks pretty purple right now, but it's like, it's been like this for like a week.
You are a mess, Ted. You are a mess.
I don't think I've ever gotten a black eye before, but because it wasn't that crazy of a
You come running off the toilet. You land on the bed. It's no good. You like do 180. You run in there like a fucking titan and just like fall into the ground, hit your head, and don't even realize it. Like,
yeah, dude. It was weird.
You're almost like a toddler, but you're a 6'5" adult man.
I've never gotten a black eye before. So I, you know, it's a sensitive area.
It's a sensitive area.
I kind of feel like an old person when they like trip.
Right now. You are going to be a life alert old person 100%.
What the hell?
You are going to have that life alert necklace. You're going to swap out that fine jewelry for a nice easy press.
Why do you think that?
Because you're already going down. You're not on drugs. You're not drinking. You're already going down. And you're 28, 30?
Yeah, dude. I was worried that as I'm eating like sriracha jerky too, and I'm talking about my bad shits.
Yeah, dude. you're
sriracha
literally like
bacon jerky, dude.
Fueling the process.
Yeah, no, I was really worried that night on the toilet. I was like, I might pull an Elvis right now.
And go out like that?
No, I was really worried about that.
I don't think it would have carried the same weight as Elvis. Like, he was really famous.
No,
so at least he had that.
I think people would have felt the same way. I think I would have.
What?
Been like,
what's the? If you went out like that, what's the worst tweet that you could see in the afterlife that comes out about you? Once that story breaks, that Ted Nivison just died on the toilet.
Like, whatever people say whenever someone gets canceled. You know, have you ever noticed that whenever someone gets canceled, there's a bunch of people that come out of the woodwork and be like, I never fucking trusted that guy anyways. I always thought he was a piece of shit. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking? You didn't know. You just want to act like you were like you had like some premonition. People would be like, yeah, he just seems like the kind of guy. If people were like, yeah, he seemed like the kind of guy to die in a toilet, that would hurt the most, I feel like.
Yeah, like I'm thinking what would really be a bummer is somebody you really like respect in the industry is just like, yeah, that tracks. Yeah. Just like, oh,
I think the most hurtful part of that whole ordeal, looking down from the heavens or whatever, would be people not being surprised. That's I think the most painful thing that could happen.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I don't want dying on the toilet to be par on the course for my personality.
I'll tell you worst case scenario. Like, let's just say Twitter like automatically tweets out like Ted Nivison just died on the toilet, right? Ex-girlfriend replies and goes, I'm not surprised. She gets more likes than the post.
Than like my parents going onto my Twitter account and saying.
Yeah. That'd be like worst case scenario.
Here's something I will tell you, Tucker.
Okay.
About dying on the toilet stuff. Who deserves to die on the toilet?
You've really been like, toiling with like, damn, I had a near-death experience.
Yeah, it wasn't really that bad. It was just more like a brief... I think it was a dehydration thing.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Yeah. Especially if I was having diarrhea. Like, you lose a lot of fluid that way.
Rapidly. You're rapidly losing it. It's almost like you're bleeding out.
That's quite literally leaking out of you. Yeah. I will say, though, between the two of us, if there was a person that's more likely to die on the toilet, I would make the argument that it's actually you.
I feel like I am a little more vulnerable to like disease than you.
Well, it's not that.
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, I mean, that is certainly true, but that's sort of like a separate thing.
Okay. What's the reason
why I think that you would die on the toilet is not because you are predisposed to dying on the toilet. It is that like some people die on the toilet and the authorities are notified and then they are saved. But I think with you, no one's going to fucking know. Because when you go into the bathroom, you are so dead set on saying not a damn word when you're in there. You do not want to be bothered when you're in the bathroom. And I'll tell you, there are times when I've been at Tucker's place or he's been at mine where I'll go up to a bathroom door and I'll jiggle it and it'll be locked and I'll knock. And most people, they'll be like, hey, or someone's in here, or what's up, or something like that. But Tucker is very unique in that he does not say a damn word. He stays fully silent as if he's not even there. I think Tucker's ideal situation is that when he goes into the bathroom, like everyone just knows that he's in there, but he's in, but also nobody knows he's in there and that he's fully invisible.
Yeah, I think that Emma is going to laugh at this while she's editing it. First off, I'm calling you out, Emma. I think you're laughing right now.
That is like probably one of the strangest things about you, I think, is that
I don't want to be bothered.
Well, not strange.
Just
I think
leave
it's
me
the
alone.
Most unique thing about you. It is well, the most unique thing about you is how there is a very specific sensitivity to communicating with someone outside of the bathroom while you're taking a shit.
It's
that
too
is
personal.
Very specific to you.
It's too personal. It's like, get out of my personal space, please. And
yeah.
The reason that you are subject to the silent treatment, the harshest in that regard, is because I'm at your house. The bathroom door is closed. Ted's fucking like jiggling the handle. Like, oh, I wonder why this door is locked. Like, there's only one other person here that like clearly
yeah, I mean,
somebody's.
Do you know what's
like,
funny? Is
you
that
are
I
like,
don't really,
man. There might be no one in there unless I hear somebody say, oh, sorry, I'm sitting on the toilet.
Well, do you know what's funny is that I actually don't really specifically have a memory of this happening at my place because there's like fucking like four bathrooms. There's a weird amount of bathrooms in my apartment for
yeah, you're,
like three.
Dude, your apartment is a bathroom in every room, basically. It's incredible.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's a three bedroom apartment. And I was lucky enough to. But also in the living room, there's like a half bath thing. It's pretty awesome.
There's four toilets.
Yeah,
that's luxurious.
More than enough. More than enough.
We have one toilet, and it's in like a closet. And
yeah, it's a scary toilet. It's a scary it's a scary old person toilet too, where it's like the seat is kind of smaller than your butt. So you're like, I hope I've aimed right on the sit down.
I hope I'm aimed right. God damn, you've only been doing this
but
every
I'll tell
day.
You what, when I visited you. When you guys were living in Binghamton or at your current place, there's been a couple times where I've just tried the bathroom. Because, you know, there are different strokes for different folks. You know, different households, like, either keep the door locked or, like, closed, sorry, or they have it open. So the times where I've just tried to open the bathroom door, it's like, I jiggle it. It's not like it's fucking The Shining. Like, I'm not like, you know, I jiggle the bathroom door and then it's just like silence. It's like,
since Emma and I have been married, we've lived in four locations. All four locations have had exactly one bathroom. And so if you go up to that door and you try to, and it's closed and you try to open it and it's locked, let's put it together. Let's think. And you're like, but you're not sure yet, you still need that audio confirmation that someone's in there. Otherwise, you're like, why is the door locked? Who locked the bathroom door? Like, yeah. It's, and I'm kind of like, I'm respecting your intelligence. I'm saying he'll put it together. But you're like, hello? Hello, is anyone in there? Like,
and you know what's another thing that this also applies to?
What?
Let's say I'm staying at your place or something, mm-hmm. and like, I might need to just like ask a question.
Can I go to the bathroom?
No. I mean, like, if I'm doing something outside the bathroom and I'm just like looking for something or like some sort of thing that requires just a quick answer, I'll just be like, hey, Tucker, you know where they're at?
Silence.
I'll just get up and do it for you, I feel like is what.
No, because you're on the toilet. You don't exist on the toilet. You've entered into the other dimension.
Yeah, I'm
not trying to have a whole fucking conversation with you necessarily. I'm not trying to like fucking Like, I'm not trying to be like, how's the shit going? Tell me all about it. Tell me the specifics. I'm just like, here's a quick question. You throw out an answer. Cool. Now I'm on my way. But it's like it is truly like you do not exist once you enter the bathroom. And for that reason, it's like, knock, 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 knock. Sir, you've been in there for a while. Is everything okay in there? Tucker's choking. Tucker's fucking having the shit panic attack or something. But he's like,
it's like, I think you should leave, Skit.
Yeah. It's like, you can't talk. Like, you have this personal rule. So, like, you are going, if you go to that bathroom and you run into any problems, you will die in that bathroom. Because no one's going to know, because it's just going to be silent.
There is some deeper lore here. So, when I was in college, I was eating horribly. So I was having pretty frequent stomach issues. I knew where the most private bathrooms were on campus. I had them marked like fucking on my speed dial.
Oh,
and
dude,
there was one.
Are we talking about the ones that like they got the lock on them and it's just like the
personal? No, dude. I found normal bathrooms where there's 3-4 stalls, you know, the works, but they were so hidden that it was once a semester you'd see somebody in there.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
I would go to the concert hall.
That was the fourth floor of the library at Ithaca. Was like this ancient bathroom where it was like, I don't think they've updated that bathroom since like 1972, but it was like quiet in there.
At Binghamton, I would go into the Casada Sioux Recital Hall building and use their bathrooms because they had regular bathrooms that were built to accommodate a lot of like an audience amount of people. But there's no audiences during like normal school hours. So they would just be quiet and pristine and no one's interrupting you. Nobody's knocking on your stall. But here's a funny thing that actually, this is so relevant. This happened, I think, on Saturday night. I'm working at nights these days. It's like midnight or 1 a.m. And I'm like, you know, I gotta go. And I can't just piss out the side of the cat right now. I need to sit down for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I park outside the like ski lodge, like the big building where you get like fries and a drink and whatever. Yeah. I go into the bathroom. I'm like, sweet. No one's in here, obviously, because it's fucking 1 a.m. I go into the big stall. I sit down. I'm doing my business. It's whatever. Someone comes in and tries to open my stall. I was like, God damn it. How is anyone even here?
Yeah. And it's like they're going for specifically your stall.
A beeline for my stall, which I did have the nicest stall. But it's like, what are the odds, dude? Like, I walked in the building and the lights are like turning on as I'm walking through the building with like the. And I'm like, who is here? Yeah. Who just fucking tried to open my stall? And because it's a stranger, I was like, sorry, man. And he said nothing. He turned around and left. I think he was. Oh, I think he was.
Chilling. That's chilling.
I was like, okay, so you can't have the. It clearly wasn't an emergency.
Well, now this is interesting.
And I think it was fellow. They wanted their peace.
It was like your reverse.
Yeah, I've done that to people.
It was the exterior non-speaker as opposed to the interior non-speaker of the bathroom
culture. It was mysterious. And I, you know, I was kind of dreading he left. I was like, shit, I hope he's not just like waiting right outside the bathroom. Because, it was a standard bathroom with multiple stalls, but it would have been awkward to have to see his face. It's on the way out. So I was like, I look out, dead in there. It's a big building. There's not a soul in there. I'm like, what happened to this guy?
I bet you could make a short film about that, and then the reveal is that it was you.
Whoa, like a different version of me?
It's like a different time version of you or something like that.
Whoa, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That would be a funny way to open up the short film, because it would be such a hook.
It's the reveal?
Not the reveal.
Well, I feel like it'll go over the whole over the whole thing where it's like, oh, like you're in the bathroom, somebody's like tries to open your door and then they're like missing. And then it's like, well, who the fuck was that? Like, you're just, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of like spooky potential for like a guy working a night shift somewhere. That could be like certainly, whoa,
Yeah, you could do some sort of thing, like specifically your job, doing specifically the work that you do.
Yeah.
Like just some person. Like
I'll tell you a cool thing that happens snow. In this job in the snow. In the snow,
just like someone's out there. Ooh,
It is. It's fun to see. Some nights, if they're making snow, there's a lot of guys out there working, and they'll like come flying by you or something. That's kind of fun. I like seeing them out there with their headlamps. But a cool thing that happens that's kind of related to where your angle is, like, I'll do like one pass on a hill, and I'm making like nice corduroy, and I'll turn around, I'll come back up the hill. There's like animal prints all over.
This is a style, you say, corduroy?
Well, that's just what the machine makes, like all those nice lines.
Mm.
Have you ever, you know
that was called a corduroy. That's a new thing.
Yeah, you know, like corduroy is like a material on like pants, like corduroy pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gave a pair to your son.
That's right, you did. Mm-hmm.
It's also a book about a little bear.
Yeah, it is. My mom used to read that to me.
I love that shit, but also the drawings were a little bit spooky.
I think we have a copy for him. I'd have to take a look because I don't remember it. But yeah,
they're just some of them are just like at night, and it's just like the, I don't know, this is not the point of what you're saying, though.
Corduroy is what the texture of the machine makes as it, like, that's what you want. So when I go back up, you're like mowing the lawn, right? So when you're coming back up, all of a sudden on all the corduroy I just made, there's animal tracks everywhere, but I haven't seen a single animal. So it's wow. Like, and the machine
it's not
is
like
just
you have
like,
lights behind you, so they probably know when you're passing.
Oh, I do have lights behind me. I have 360 degree, like, bright LED around the cab. But, you know, it's like, I feel like just outside of that bubble of light, because the rest is just total darkness, like we're in the woods, is all the animal life.
Oh, wow.
Because I'll see like coyote prints and deer prints and fox prints like all over the place on stuff I just made 5-10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But I never see them. The entire time I've been driving, I've seen one animal, and it was a coyote. And he was at the very edge of my light reach, and his eyes reflected, which caught my eye.
I'm not surprised that those animals avoid that machine. That thing seems
it's like kind of like a big death machine.
I mean, it's like to an animal, that is a cosmic horror.
Yeah, it really. I mean, even if you were like an indigenous person that hadn't seen technology, I think it would be a cosmic horror as well. It's a pretty.
Yeah, we got to bring that shit to Sentinel Island.
Dude, it is like a beastly piece of equipment. Like the tracks on that, the thing on the back, like everything spinning. Yeah. It would just eat you. But one
I really
time.
I wish I could be a fly on the wall for an eclipse for an indigenous population that's never seen.
Oh, I was going to say, dude, you've been to multiple eclipses.
Yeah, and I plan to go to more.
Yeah, there's a big one coming, I think. It's like, they're like, this will be the longest eclipse of the millennium. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's an extra 45 seconds.
I mean,
like, you're not money, wrong.
Time is money. You know my goal, right? To see an hour worth of eclipse over my life.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool goal. I definitely won't be.
I think I'll get there soon. I think I'll get there before I'm like 40.
Well, there's eclipses all the time. So if you really want to nail it down, you could.
Well, yeah. If I want to see any more, I have to travel for them.
Oh, yeah. Because
there's one that's going to be like a 6-minute one in Iceland, I think this year. I might go to Iceland this year.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
No, I keep track of them, dude. I keep track of when they're happening.
I would definitely see another eclipse. Like I would do a reasonable amount of work to see another eclipse, but I'm not going overseas for an eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Would you fly domestically to see one?
If I wanted to also go there, yeah, but not just for the eclipse.
Yeah.
If I could like rope it in with like some fly fishing or something, sure.
Did it outperform your expectations of what it would be like when we saw it?
I think it met the expectations. I mean,
really,
I was hanging out with you, and you are probably the most eclipse heavy pro person out there because you're like, I want to see an hour of an eclipse before I die. So like, that's about as extreme of an opinion as you can have.
So I was the one who set the expectations because I should have undersold this shit. I should have been like, no, but then you would have never come with me.
Well, no, we would have gone. It wasn't that far from us.
We drove. Drive
back.
You drove fucking 16 hours that day.
Dad's got to drive. Although Mom wants to drive. We're going to Vermont tomorrow. Mom wants to drive. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, why are you going to Vermont?
Got to ski, brother. Ski party.
Oh, that's why we're not. That's why we're not filming tomorrow.
Yeah, this has been planned for like 3 months. My mom rented a house and it's all
this has been planned for a week, less than a week.
No, that's just when I realized that this is happening. And what's happening next week? We have to reschedule next week.
That's you, dude. That's fucking you.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm dumb right now. I'm dumb right now because I'm just operating on no sleep. Like yesterday, I only got 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And so I'm dumb now. That's the what I'm getting at is I'm dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember things anymore. It's also coupled with the fact that I've been intensively dieting. Because I'm
You're probably losing a little bit of energy in that regard too.
Oh yeah. I've been doing like 1,000 calorie deficit. So I'm just dumb as rocks now. And I used to be a pretty sharp guy.
1,000 calorie deficit every day?
Yeah. And I admit.
So you're losing like 2 pounds a week.
Yep.
Wow. You're going to be like 210 pounds by June.
Yeah, that's my goal. I'm trying to get my best fishing pick yet, for which I will re-download Instagram and you will see my juicy, juicy body.
How does Emma feel about the adjusted? Is she also joining you on the diet thing?
She's breastfeeding. She's on that baby bulk. She can. If she were to diet, she'd lose her milk. Our son is currently shorter and lighter than average as of this week. He went to the doctor.
What?
He's shorter than average and lighter than average.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what these averages are or where they're getting them.
Are you worried about his height?
No. No, I think once we get that kid on real
food.
Your
wife is really short.
I mean, she's like a normal height for a woman.
Sorry, Emma.
She's not really short. She's like 5'2" or 5'1". I'm not sure.
Emma, I'm so sorry.
I think she's a perfect height, really.
No, you're right to
honestly, when I run into a tall woman who's height.
I think the average height of a woman is like 5'4". So.
Yeah, I mean, but averages are weird because they say the average height for a man is like 5'8 or 5'9, which seems short.
Certainly. I mean, if you think about the whole world, I think that certain populations are generally taller than others.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I don't know how fucking true, because people will be like, oh, people in China are like short, but I don't know how fucking true that is.
Well, yeah, you went there. Did you tower over everybody? I've always heard like when
it's like one of those things where it's like when I went there, I was like not like to a level that was more noticeable than any other group of people.
I always heard like U.S. soldiers and stuff when they would go to the Middle East, they always felt like really like beastly because they're usually several inches taller than everyone else. But I think that also just comes down to like available nutrition.
Also, the average person that's also going into the military.
Yeah, we had some. You'd be surprised how many short guys show up.
Honestly, I imagine you know what? I take that back. There's probably plenty of complexes entering the military.
There is a very wide spread of people. I would say, honestly, the Marine Corps is incredibly diverse, like across everything. It is a diverse place. Which is why they're all fighting and hitting each other.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, but if you're going to join the military and you're short, if you're short and you're joining the military, good luck. Because you just have it 10 times harder on everything. Like, you're trying to hike. Let's say your platoon commander just happens to be 6'4" and he's leading the hike. Like, now running the hike.
Yeah.
Like, you're just screwed. There's never going to be like a short dude who's leading a hike.
Right. Yeah.
And so, and I would say like hikes are probably the hikes and runs are the hardest thing for most people in like the traditional military.
That's what I'm saying about, I've been going on these, I'm telling you about, I've been going on these walks and it's fucking bullshit for me.
You would have been a good machine gunner.
Well, it was fucking bullshit for me to get 10,000 steps because in order for me to get 10,000 steps, I have to walk like fucking 8 miles.
Yeah. I mean, that's like how much
bullshit.
I got. It's still the same amount of steps, though. You're still doing it in the same amount of time, right?
It's the same amount of steps, but you have to think about what my stride is. I'm going on average a further distance per step. So I have to go a further distance to get 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, man. It's bullshit.
Yeah, you're kind of strapped for hiking trails, I feel like.
And I can't fucking put on muscle as quickly either because I got too much distance to cover, dude. You got those little dudes, they're like...
Little dudes
walking around, they're like... Dun-dun-dun-dun. They got that fucking like beefy gym music. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like... You know what I'm... You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't really know what you're
talking
about.
No, it's like a fucking like hard gym edit thing where a guy, like a really... beefy guy like fucking walks in, or like a hero in like a show, or some badass guy, and it's got like that fucking bass line where it's like boom 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 boom, and then you'll hear like these weird like dude, I swear to fuck, you know what I'm talking about.
The gym music I've been listening to a lot this year is
like Suicide Boys, it's more like edit music.
Yeah, no, that's, I've been listening to a lot of edit music. I've been listening to Crime Wave, which is like a genre, slowed and reverbed.
Okay.
I don't think I could.
Is this something I could hear on?
Yeah, Spotify.
Crime wave slowed.
I can't imagine trying to explain.
I'm looking this up
verbatim, to my dad.
Is it by Romantica?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Romantica.
Okay, I'm giving it a listen right now.
Maybe that's a song, and I've been listening to like the radio based on it.
Oh, this is honestly kind of like, this is pretty similar to what I'm talking about, actually. Yeah. But like have the music, like there's like a woman going like, da, da, ba, ba, ba. Have that be like some sort of deep voice. And then you pretty much nailed what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. So that's what I've been listening to. Everyone's always like, oh, what are you listening to? What's your music?
That music sounded like Beta Alanine.
Yeah. And it smelled like it sounded like the tingles.
Yeah.
But I've been dieting so hard, it's really getting difficult to work out.
You're not doing creatine anymore, are you?
No, once I get to a low enough weight in which I like my body, I was going to bring it back on to like kind of bulk out the muscle definition.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, for a period, it was one of those things where you were joining the gym every fucking day for a period, and you were like going really hard in the gym, but you were also going really hard on the creatine. And there was a moment that I thought to myself, I was like, I feel like he's breaking even with the amount of usage of the creatine. Like, well, I felt like it was,
the creatine only adds a few pounds to your body, and then it doesn't keep adding weight, it just enables your muscles to retain more water.
I feel like there's something else to creatine, though. I feel like there's...
No. Creatine's really basic. It just sounds fancy. Yeah. Like, creatine is probably, the outside of like protein powder, creatine's the most used supplement.
Mm-hmm.
If you even want to call protein powder. But like right now, all I do is pre-workout and protein powder.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was feeling pretty proud of myself. Over the weekend, I went to Palm Springs, visited
Curtis Connor.
Yeah, I visited Curtis, hung out with him, and that was very fun. But we did eat a little bit of tasty food. We had a Domino's night.
Oh, Emma's been begging me for one of those.
We had a Domino's night, and you know, I was just having a sloppy weekend, and I got home, and I was feeling pretty happy with myself because I was like ready. I was stepping on the scale, and I was ready. I was like 255. Just watch me go higher, and it was like 242. It was like only like just dipped right over the 240, but like I was like, damn, I'm back to where my height yep. was. So now I'm really operating within the high 30s.
for me, the way that I've been doing it that's working really well is I'm on, like, yesterday was kind of like my breaking point day. Like, I diet, and then I have like 2 days where I just kind of eat whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of enables my body to like regain its sanity. And then mm-hmm. Because if I just keep dieting, I start to plateau. But having like a cheat weekend, not just like a meal, but like a weekend, I might still work out those days, but like I'm just eating good. Then, I found then that the next week I'm hitting new lows.
Is to like when I do the cheat thing, it's like I order the thing that I want, but I specifically just like try to be a little bit more reasonable for myself in terms of the volume of it. So like instead of like fucking like 5 Doritos Locos Tacos, which I absolutely would eat, maybe get like 1 or 2.
Yeah, for me.
And then it becomes one of those things where it's like I get the taste of it and then I get the satisfaction of not being bloated. And that when you eat a meal that you know should have made you feel bloated and you're not bloated, that is inversely like suddenly a motivating thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that I've had, I'm on a really successful path. This is, I'm lighter than I was at my wedding right now.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm on such a successful journey that even when I wanted to have like a cheat day or whatever, I'm still making like good choices because I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't want to blow this. Like I'm really, it's so satisfying to see the lower number on the scale that.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me to make good choices anymore. And I don't crave junk as much as I was.
I think the biggest thing for me that I need to get past is doing the fucking, I'm missing, because I've been so busy, like I'm finishing this video that needs to go up on Saturday.
Damn.
But I haven't been doing the walks. And honestly, I really fucking like the walks.
Yeah, the walks were good for you.
Yeah, the walks were great. I really had a strong opening in February, had a little bit of a slowdown in various categories, but now I'm back. But the thing is now I've got literally, this is what it's like to be a fucking YouTuber with fucking ADHD folks that today I have to finish writing the video and then film it. I have to somehow put on like makeup over my black eye so there's not like 1,000,000,000
pretty
comments
boy,
about it.
Pretty boy.
Yeah, pretty boy. I got to stay pretty for the camera. Well, I have cover up from when I was in like high school that I used on acne. So like,
oh, so you were a pretty boy in high school?
Dude, I was insecure in high school, like every single other fucking person. And also, I had a lot of acne back then. Like, if you had a really fucking bad piece of acne, you want to cover that up. And I don't feel bad about that.
You know what's funny is like my sister has struggled with that too. And when someone has bad acne, like I don't care at all. Whenever you have acne, you're like, oh my gosh.
It's not actually about if people literally care at all. It's like
the perception of them caring.
Oh man, I mean,
if you think people are looking at it, they might as well be.
Right, exactly.
It makes no difference if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand the struggle, but I just want to know, like, for people who are struggling with acne, I do not care if someone has acne. I'm like, whatever. Like you
but
struggle with it,
you
my
had a
sister struggled with
high
it.
School, you were
no,
worried that,
yeah, I'm saying when you have it, it's like it sucks. But I'm saying as like as somebody who's looking at all of you all the time, I really don't mind.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. You're doing
like I never cared that you had acne. It didn't. My sister has struggled with like the same thing, and I'm always like, oh, I don't care. Like,
yeah, I think it's less.
Like you can't help it, really.
I think it's less about worrying that people care in a way that's like, oh, look at that fucking, it's like, you're not worried. I don't think that you're really worried that it's like, oh, look at that disgusting person that has acne. Like, I don't think you're really worried about that in high school. Honestly, I feel like where my brain was at was I was like, no, I need to like make sure I stay hot. Like, I want to make sure I'm hot. Like, that's what I was thinking as a kid. I was like, if like a girl or someone that I'm like into sees my acne, they're going to be like, ew.
Mm.
So it was,
so you're in it for the ladies.
Certainly.
And now you're in the guys.
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally. Schlag got me into that. So
he would, we know something they don't know.
By the way, what he doesn't make sense, what he just said, which is why it's ridiculous. So Wednesday, that's just today, I have to finish writing it, then film everything, and then also start trying to edit it as fast as possible. And then Thursday, Friday, just maybe from 6 a.m. to 10 each day, I need to just be editing.
That's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
That's brutal.
And then it goes up on Saturday.
Saturday. So when this comes out, you guys will already have a brand new TED video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, like literally I've pushed up this advertiser so much that there's no world in which it's not coming out Saturday, which is great.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. We'll see.
Don't say that to me.
We'll see. I'm taking Saturday off work so I can watch the video.
No way. No way. You're not going to watch the video until like 2 weeks from now. Let's be honest with ourselves here.
No, I'll probably watch it at work, actually. I watch YouTube at work essentially the entire time. I might listen to a little music.
I'll tell you one thing that's happened behind the scenes, folks, is that Tucker's really upped the ante on his desperation for human connection since he started driving this goddamn shovel machine.
It is a lonely job.
It is like it really did reach like another like level of desperation this last week that was like at the worst time for me as well, because it was like he's cold calling me now. He's texting me you up
at like 3 a.m.
He's texting me like you up. I'm like working. I see a call from Tucker. I'm like, I can't respond to this right now, because I know that Tucker's the moment that Tucker, I answer the phone, he's going to be like, Teddy, how we doing today? Give me something good. What's going on? How you doing? This is how Tucker talks in real life. Give me something good. How's it going? And I'm like, I'll be like, I'm sorry, Tucker, I got to get off the phone. He'd be like, oh, don't be like that. Don't be a tease. You're being a tease.
That is so nice. And then
he's like trying to rope me in like I'm some fucking girl on the street.
If you try to get out of it.
Come here.
If you try to get out of it, I know I can like keep you around for like 10 minutes just by like pulling. Like all I have to do, I just got to find like the topic that you kind of want to talk about. And then once you bite, you're kind of in for a little bit. You don't even realize it. I'm like, got him.
No,
I got him on the road.
I realize what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lonely job out there.
I think that's the funniest thing about you, is that you think that, like, I don't see your tricks.
No, that, I mean, this is a pretty obvious
trick.
That
I just play into them because I like talking to you. So I'm like, okay, I'll let him have it.
Well, dude, here's the other night. It's like 3 a.m. my time. And I'm looking through my contacts and I'm like, who's on the West Coast? Who would pick up the phone right now? Look, slim pickings these days for West Coasties.
Yeah.
Try my cousin in New Mexico. Try Ted. Try my buddy in the Marines.
It's desperate funny because with your job with doing the night shift, doing the cat, and my walking thing, we're both kind of in a zone where we're doing this like thing where it just kind of makes sense to call people on the phone.
It's a great time to call people. It's like, I'm not
like, since I started doing the walks, I've been calling my parents all the time. I'll just be like, what's up, what are you doing?
I would call my parents, but my dad is in bed before I even start my shift.
I suppose this is like when I'm on the walk, it's like the morning, and so it's like I'm calling them at like 11 a.m. for them, or like 12.
I call my dad when I'm leaving work to drive home. It's like 7 a.m. He's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good time to call. The other night I had an intrusive thought, and I was like, because I was looking for people to call, and I was like, I know this person would pick up the phone if I called, and this person, and I think it would just be very interesting. And the person is.
Are you specifically talking about my high school ex?
You know exactly, because you know they'd pick up.
Yeah, I mean, based on your description.
That's all you needed to know, is like a person that shouldn't, but would absolutely pick up.
Yeah, no, that's so funny. This person was the reason that Tucker and Emma are even married in the first place, because it was Emma's roommate.
When she was kind of like entrenched in like our friend group a little bit back then. So it was like.
It didn't end on good terms with the two of us, but
it didn't end on good terms for Emma, for like anybody.
Yeah.
But yeah. She reached out a few years ago.
But we wish them well. We wish them well.
Oh, yeah. Honestly.
We wish them well on their journey.
I was good friends with you. And I thought we would have, you know, we could have been good friends. It's just, you know, these other people in my life stole you from me.
These fuckers. All these fuckers just messing with
me. Ted and Emma just fucked it all up, what we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, man, I could cold call her. And just be like, hey, what's going on? And
yeah, that'd
I think
crazy.
I think
that
I could
be
just
a crazy choice.
I could just call and act like nothing has ever happened. No time has passed since 12th grade. And I think she
would be
just
able to put yourself
along
in that mindset, though, of that brain set.
Dude, when I'm in there, I'm like, hi, I'm so tired. I'm just like, going.
Oh, I know that. I know
I'm
that.
I'm just going through the motions. So I was like, man, this sounds
when I pick
fun
up the phone from you when you're in that cat thing, you might as well be like 30 beers in. Like I hear you, Daddy.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I'm stone cold sober, dude. I just drank a Bang and a fucking Diet Mountain Dew and I'm looking to talk.
Yeah, he'll be driving. All of a sudden the wheel fall off from the thing. He's got to go get it fixed.
That did happen. Thank God that happened at the base of the hill, dude. If that wheel had continued down the whole hill, that wheel was, I was like, I'll go grab it just to like get it off the, it was like 100 something pounds.
I imagine that it's like the, like you were like, oh, I'll just go grab it. But it was like far away and you weren't predicting how big it was. And you get close and close and you're like, oh, this wheel's a lot bigger than I remember.
That is kind of how it was, dude. And it was really fucking heavy. It was like, I'm just going to
fix that, by the way.
They called the mechanic. I just got another cat and started working in a different vehicle. Another one that's like,
oh, nice.
They're like, just leave it where it is. Don't even try to move it.
Are you worried that AI is going to steal your job?
Not at all, dude. No. No, I'm not.
Why?
I don't even think electric engines will steal my job. Corn muffin delivery.
Oh, what the hell? Is that a Jiffy?
No, dude, this is a local. Homemade.
What the?
No, I'm not worried about
Jiffy's
AI.
Homemade.
I'm not worried about electric bullshit. I'm not worried about any of that, dude. It's just straight human endurance and diesel exhaust.
Mm.
I spilled diesel everywhere the other night.
We got to figure out what the new diesel is.
I think diesel will sustain for a long time. There's just much energy.
But I want something like even more masculine and nasty. You know?
Oh, you want a dirtier fuel?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want something where it's like, because you know, any guy out there, especially ones in like fucking rural areas that drive a diesel truck, especially one that's got a fucking exhaust on the top and they're ripping past you on the highway and you're
rolling
like
coal, baby.
Fucking, it's like black smoke coming out of it. And it's like, what is this fucking the apocalypse? What are you doing?
If you have a diesel like F-150 for no other reason than you just feel fucking a little bit more masculine when you hook up to the diesel.
Yeah, it's like he's got come on. Especially the exhaust on top. It's like, you're not going to, what are you, fording a river? Like, why do you need it up there?
I think they're a semi. They think they're a tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Which obviously those are real men driving those trucks.
Oh, and the whole thing with that, with the diesel, you know, that whole attitude is like, oh, you're diesel all the way. You know, like it's like they look down on gas in the same way that some gas car drivers look down on electric. They view gas driven cars like they're an electric car.
100%. Well, now that I go through a lot of diesel every night, I feel a little more manly.
We like need to flip the script another time. We need to have some sort of fucking beastly machine that is like, it's not running on diesel, it's running on like straight up like a bubbling like oil. It's burning straight
oil. I feel like
the
level above diesel is like coal. Like, it's just, you're burning real coal at that point. Like one of those big old tractors from like 1890 that's like,
you're a dirtier fuel than oil.
I think diesel is honestly pretty clean in today's standards, though.
You fucking nailed it. You fucking nailed it. Yeah, coal is widely considered the dirtiest and most carbon intensive fossil fuel.
The diesel that we fill up, we have to also put in DEF fluid, which is called diesel. That's redundant. Diesel,
I said
emission
dirtier
fluid.
Fuel than diesel or than oil. I meant to say dirtier fuel than diesel. I want to see what's one level up from
oil. Crude oil is dirtier than diesel because diesel's like processed. But diesel engines, I think, are fairly like emission friendly these days. Ours are most like modern. If within the diesel heavy equipment ecosystem,
I've got something for you.
What do you got?
We're gonna bring something mainstream here. HFO. We're gonna have a car run on HFO.
Hydrogen.
Dude, I thought you were like with it on the fucking fuels, man.
HFO?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were with it on the fuel. And also there's another aspect to this. It's going to make you feel a little silly too. Oh, this is going to attack your whole fucking.
This is going to be like some really crude
break
oil.
Down. Oh, this is going to break down your whole fucking personality here, dude. You're really going to be questioning your
is
own
this a,
values.
Is this like a fluid?
Dude, it's heavy fuel oil.
Heavy fuel oil. What is that? Just like oil. The least refined possible petroleum you can buy.
It's for fucking cargo ships.
Oh, dude, they can burn some
crude
shit.
A nautical thing that you didn't know. That's what I thought. I said it was going to attack your personality because it's a nautical fuel. It's also known as bunker fuel.
Bunker fuel. That just sounds crazy. Dirty. That just sounds like the dirtiest thing you could burn.
It's got significantly increased viscosity compared to diesel. There's a photo of it on Wikipedia. It's got like a tar-like consistency. This is the shit that we need to be fucking offering at the gas station. And I want a fucking truck that like, I want it rolling up looking like something from the Salty Spittoon, you know?
No,
like
if need you're burning HFO, fucking, you're manly.
Oh, and I need there to be like fucking bar, like pipes.
Pipes.
Conveyor belts from this vehicle of different kinds. It's little like randomly, like you're going over a bump, little steam burst, you know.
Dude, steam's pretty cool.
But steam, unfortunately, is not dirty enough. It is.
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
I mean, it's in a way.
Well, it depends how you're making it.
It is essentially coal, though.
Yeah, I mean, everything, like all the generators and stuff, it's all making steam power. But it's like, how are you making it?
It's like
I'm thinking
wood thing is in reality that is a coal powered thing because you need the coal to power the fire, which then creates the heat to heat up the water that allows the steams to move the pistons and stuff. So it's
I
like,
was thinking
coal.
Like I was thinking like wood, like old trains. You got a big like the first train car is just loaded with wood, and they're just putting wood into the furnace. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
But that is the end of the day, that's just like coal waiting to happen with the right conditions.
Okay, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. What was that thing? I don't know what he's doing.
I'm doing, you know what that is.
Oh, are you playing chess?
Yeah.
With who? With me?
Yes.
You're playing chess with me?
Welcome to the conversation, my friend. I just said checkmate. That was me saying checkmate.
Checkmate. See, I'm dumb right now. I don't know anything.
Okay.
I don't remember anything.
And you know what? It's okay because I still love you.
That's so sweet. Oh, I spilled a lot of diesel the other night. I have to come clean.
Really?
I forgot
to put this in like a drama sort of way.
I forgot to put the cap on, the snow cap. The fill up cap is right on the front, right under the windshield. It's on the front. I fill it up. Forget to put the cap on. The cap's like attached on a flap, but I didn't screw it on. So I'm going uphill, right? I don't notice anything. I turn to go downhill. Fucking diesel launches out of the front of the cat. It goes like 10 feet. And it's like a fire hose.
Splatters a coyote.
And it's bright red. The diesel's bright red all over the snow. I lost probably like 3 gallons like that.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. At first, I thought it was a hydraulic line blue, but no, it was the diesel launching out of the cab.
Yeah, haven't you been doing this job for a week? There's a lot of fucking like different various explosions happening.
It is not eco-friendly.
Wheels are falling off. Diesel splur. You're losing 3 gallons of diesel to this thing.
We
mysterious men are coming into the bathrooms dead in of night. You know what? Who that probably was? It was probably one of the other guys that does your job that you haven't ever seen.
The thing is, like, I knew where he was on the mountain. Like, he wouldn't have come all the way down at that point. I don't know who it was.
You
they
have
weren't.
No idea. Oh wait,
they
no.
weren't making snow
you
at the time.
You didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that.
Okay, yeah.
So now what we have here, Tucker, is a little bit more of a mystery.
Yeah, there's usually another guy at the same time using a different snow cat on somewhere else in the mountain. And he was up there doing whatever. And he wouldn't have been able to.
How many guys are on this mountain at once?
Depends on the night. There's usually either 2 or 3 of us grooming the mountain at a time. And then if they're making snow.
Wait, okay. I'm sorry. You're grooming someone?
Yeah, we're grooming the mountain.
And who's this fucking person named Mountain that you've decided to groom with 2 other men, you fucking freak?
You got to get off Twitter, buddy. You got to get off Twitter. We're grooming the Mountain.
Tucker's a groomer.
I'm grooming my son to be a GameCube lover.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
He doesn't really know what he's looking at, but he likes it.
Well, I know your dream about that. You've probably talked about you want it to be a wonder thing. I mean, in reality, you really should, like, restrict. You have to choose things to restrict until they're 8.
That's your age?
I mean,
is that when you did your first Red Sox game or something?
But, yeah, I was like, but for me, that was, like, when I had my first Red Sox game, and that I remembered. Like, I guess there's, like, I feel like if you have to have certain milestones that are, like, just reasonably within, the memory zone. Because there's, like. And obviously, don't assume that everything's not in the if something's not in the memory zone that they're not going to be affected by it, because that's how you get fucking give a child like bipolar. So don't like fucking beat on him or something.
Well, I tell him he's not allowed to cry. I just don't believe. I don't want to see your tears.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think you're allowed to be sad in this house.
Right.
That being said, he's crying like I'd say 50% of the time right now.
What would you say? Do you have like an opposite thing that you're planning on doing?
An opposite.
This is kind of like this is in a way me asking for a significant amount of vulnerability from you. But is there something that you are planning to do for your kid that you feel like you didn't have from your parents?
Yeah, Emma and I are going to stay married, which I think is going to be really
okay. Well,
really helpful.
Yeah,
guys, we're going to continue this episode on the Patreon.
Take it easy.